first of the six etudes, Opus 52 by Saint-Saëns, played there by Piers Lane. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a quarter past 11 and now Late Junction. Here's Fiona Torkington with music specially recorded at this year's WOMAD Festival.
We'll be right back. The sound of WOMAD 2010, Farmers Market from Norway on the Radio 3 stage on Friday afternoon. And there's more from their set later on tonight. And tomorrow and Thursday, we'll be hearing from some other Radio 3 stagers, the Finnish duo Lepisto and Lehti, accordion and double bass. And on Thursday, the beautiful sounds of Sarod player Sumik Datta. Next tonight, though, the multi-instrumentalist Sean David McMillan, who comes from Austin, Texas, joined here by Ralph White, playing kalimba in a track called A Morning with Dead Friends. Thank you.
sikiko Mimbo to sikiti dongu mini nopo Mimbo to takwa koto ngu mini premide Pepe mide oma bio rai rai ho Me mide o mambio takwa kune Mimbo cho takwa koto numini nopo Mimbo cho hai hai do numini premide Mimbo cho hai hai do
Well, you might have heard them on Sunday night in our programmes from WOMAD, but that's what the Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou sounded like 30 years ago. Music there inspired by voodoo rituals. Some rare recordings on a recent release of theirs, some recordings available for the very first time outside Benin. That was a track called Mini Non Kpo. And before that, the multi-instrumentalist Sean David McMillan from Austin, Texas, joined by Ralph White on kalimba in A Morning with Dead Friends. The sounds of the extraordinary harmonies of Corsican polyphonic singing next tonight. This is E Voce Dio Comune and a setting of the Agnus Dei.
Creator,
Swedish trio there called Music, Music, Music. The pianist Fabian Kallerdal, Mikael Edlund on drums and Josef Kallerdal on bass. He's the Josef from the duo Josef and Erica, by the way. And that was a number called City of London, following a Voce di un Comune from Corsica and a traditional Corsican setting of the Agnus Dei. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I hope you had a very good time at WOMAD if you were there over the weekend. All this week I'm playing you sets recorded on the Radio 3 stage, and later on tonight you can hear the incomparable Farmers Market. That'll be at around 12:30 midnight. Something now from the Nigerian guitar maverick Sir Victor Uwaifo. He was born in 1941 and he built his first guitar when he was 12, and he was awarded Africa's first gold disc in 1969. This is a song for lovers who should remember that it's their bond of friendship which keeps them together.
Yeah.
I love their beautifully understated sound. That's Splash Girl and a number called We Took Him Out to See the Sun. They followed the pianist Robert Levin playing a prelude by Dutilleux, D'ombre et du silence, of the shadows and silence. And first of all, there's Sir Victor Uwifo from a CD called Guitar Boy Superstar, 1970 to 1976. There's a new album due out next month from the Senegalese Sufi troubadour Cheklo. From that, this is Il n'est jamais trop tard. It's never too late.
Oh yeah! Il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard. Mes copains ont des voitures, il y en a d'autres à l'aventure. Mes copains ils sont partis, oh mais moi je suis là pour servir mon pays, et je suis là. Il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard, il n'est jamais trop tard. Mes copains ont des voitures, il y en a d'autres à l'aventure. Mes copains ont des villas, mes copains ils sont partis. Oh mais moi je suis là pour servir mon pays. Oh je suis là, petit à petit, l'oiseau fait son nid. Petit à petit, l'oiseau fait son nid. Petit à petit, l'oiseau fait son nid. Donne-ni, 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 qu'on n'en est pas noyé. Oi!
You might have heard Nick Luscombe playing that recently on Late Junction. We're both fans of Spin Marvel, led by drummer Martin France. And you might have recognised the sound there of the trumpeter Niels Petter Molvær with John Paricelli, Tim Harris and Terje Evensen. That was the title track from their recent album, The Reluctantly Politicised Mr. James. And they followed on from Sheik Lo and a track from his forthcoming album that was Il n'est jamais trop tard. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. We'd love to hear from you, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And in around half an hour, we'll be making our first visit this week to WOMAD, to the Radio 3 stage, and tonight to hear the incomparable Farmers Market. Now, though, this is Lau and Karina Polwart, From Rags to Riches.
I leave the home of a lifetime like any son. I have hope and good intentions, wandering into the daybreak. I learn as I go to fall laughing into the water. The sticks and the stones are our broken promises. I wait too long to go from rags to riches. I am in love, love with a feeling. A wild, wild sky, a wild, wild sky. Fences and tumble down bridges surround and divide. I wear a coat of many colors, of many colors. The sticks and the stones are your broken promises. We wait too long to go from rags to riches. But we are in love, we are in love with a feeling. Thank you.
Two lovely tunes from Blowzabella, The Bay Tree and Molinara, and they come from their excellent new CD called Dance. Before that, I played you Lau and Karina Polwart from Rags to Riches. Coming up very soon, a visit to the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD last Friday for part of the set by Farmers Market. First, though, Buenos Aires by Night with the legendary Carlos Gardel.
Mi Buenos Aires querido, cuando yo te vuelvo a ver, no habrá más pena ni olvido. El farolito de la calle en que nací fue el sentinela de mis promesas de amor. Bajo su quieta lucecita yo la vi, a mi pebeta luminosa como un sol. Hoy que la suerte quiere que te vuelva a ver, ciudad porteña de mi único querer, oigo la queja de un bandoneón, dentro de mi pecho pide rienda al corazón. Mi Buenos Aires, tierra florida, darme mi vida, terminaré. Bajo tu reparo no hay desengaño, vuelan los años, se olvida el dolor. En caravana los recuerdos pasan con una estela dulce de emoción. Quiero que sepas que al evocarte se van las penas del corazón. La veretanita de mi calle de Arrabal, donde sonríe una muchachita en flor. Quiero de nuevo yo volver a contemplar aquellos ojos que acarician al mirar. En la cortada más maleva una canción dice su ruego de coraje y de pasión. Una promesa y un suspirar borra una lágrima de pena aquel cantar. Mi Buenos Aires querido, cuando yo te vuelva a ver, no habrá más pena ni olvido.
Thank you.
the new tango orchestra of Sweden, displaying their fascination with Michael Nyman in their time-lapse variation from a CD called Vespa. And they followed Carlos Gardel from 1934 and Mi Buenos Aires, Querido. Now, on Late Junction, the first of our sets from WOMAD this week. Farmers Market is a band I first encountered in Oslo years ago and was immediately hooked by their zany approach to music and their brilliant playing. Stian Carstensen is their lead man, the accordionist, a lap steel guitar, banjo, and he says it all started when he heard Bulgarian music one day and the rhythms and the sounds just got to him and changed his life. Well, Farmers made a very welcome WOMAD debut on Friday night on the Radio 3 stage, tucked away in the beautiful surroundings of Charlton Park's Arboretum. Max Reinhardt is your host.
Right now, I'm going to ask you to put your hands together for Farmers Market.
Ha ha ha!
And that's not the end of the set at all. Don't worry. But we just thought we'd like to find out more about this band. So, Stian, would you like to introduce the band to us?
Absolutely.
Who are you, Stian?
I'm just an accordion player from a small village in Norway. And my name is Stian Carstensen. And this is Nils Olav Johansen playing the guitar over there.
And behind you, on the drums?
Oh, Jarle Vespestad on drums. And Trifonov from Bulgaria, saxophone over there. And Mr. Finn Guttormsen on the electric bass guitar.
So the question that's been forming in my mind is, the band was formed in Norway. How come Norwegians are such amazing virtuoso musicians? There's only, you're a small country, but you punch far above your musical weight.
Well, you know, Norway is a very boring country, so now, you know, when it starts to grow most on your north side, then it's about time to do something. And then you can start learning an instrument, or you could fish, and we chose to learn instruments.
Fair enough, fair enough. So how come the Bulgarian thing happened to you?
Actually, my grandfather was a huge fan of gypsy music, so I heard a lot of gypsy music when I grew up, and I love that. And you love that too, I think. There's two or three people who love that too, yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and then I heard music from Bulgaria, Ivo Papasov in 89 or something. I got so shocked that I went to Bulgaria and after 2 weeks, and then been there every year for 20 years and learned this music, and that's the story. I just fell in love with the music.
And slowly but surely, you've been adding Bulgarian musicians to the band. We have one here today, don't we?
Yes, that's my good friend. He's been with us since 96, and he joined the band after a telephone audition in a telephone box. Played for 1 hour, I sent him tickets in the post, and after that he's been with the band. Mr. Trifon!
I have to ask, who paid the phone bill?
What?
Who paid the phone bill?
Actually, he did, and he almost got divorced by that, but got all right after that. But actually, he's the thing that counts how much money you spent in the village burned up, so he had to buy a new thing for the telephone central of his village. So, actually, we should repay you for that, Trifon.
We probably will. Trifon, could you just demonstrate some of your Bulgarian technique on the alto sax for us?
Long time ago when I tried to join one group and to play solo at the studio, they told me, no, you must sound like not jazzy instrument. You must sound like a Bulgarian folk instrument, gadulka or bagpipe. I tried.
You were telling me a little earlier about how this wild music from Bulgaria affects the morals of the country.
Nowadays, I read one book about the history of our folk music, and there was an old musician writing his memories in the book, and he mentioned that 100 years ago in my country, when they play dance on Saturday during the weekend down center in the village, if the man doesn't have handkerchiefs in his hands, he can't join the dance and touch another woman, which was a very strong morale for that time. Nowadays it's strange, but...
However, that's the advice from this stage at WOMAD this weekend. Make sure there are handkerchiefs between you all. Let's hear it for Farmers Market! We'll be right back.
Well, there is no one else quite like them anywhere. Farmers Market from Norway, recorded on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD on Friday. Your host was Max Reinhardt. Tomorrow night from WOMAD, two Finnish musicians, Markku Lepisto and Pekka Lehti, accordion and bass, and there's lots of other good music too. Do join me anytime from 11:15. This is Through the Night on Radio 3, and I'm Susan Sharp. A warm welcome to the programme. In this morning's concert from Seoul in South Korea, the KBS Symphony Orchestra are playing Russian music first, Tchaikovsky's ballad, Voyevoda, and then Prokofiev's second piano concerto with the soloist Dmitri Alexeyev. They're ending with the second of the Brahms symphonies. The conductor is rising Finnish star Hannu Lintu. Tchaikovsky based Voyevoda on a poem by Pushkin about a military man who comes back from the wars, catches his wife bidding farewell to her lover in the garden, and orders his servant to shoot the lover. But instead, the servant shoots the husband. the shooting and death throes of the Voyevoda, ending Tchaikovsky's symphonic ballad. After he conducted the first performance of that, he tore up the score, feeling it was too bleak maybe, who knows. Anyway, it was reconstructed 2 years after his death from the orchestral parts. Well, the manuscript of Prokofiev's second piano concerto was also destroyed, it seems. Prokofiev was an outrageously talented young man of 22 when he composed it, and 10 years later he rewrote the piece. The soloist here is Dmitri Alexeyev.